USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Many flights back in the air after an FAA computer glitch this morning led to a nationwide ground stop.
Were they putting in a software update that went bad overnight? Why did this seem to affect the entire system? And if they had a redundant backup system, why was that also apparently affected?
Correspondent Tom Costello, Flight Tracker, reporting 8,000 delayed flights and another 1,200 that have been canceled altogether. The White House insists President Biden takes classified documents and information seriously.
During a press briefing on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden was surprised to learn any records had been found there, and he doesn't know what's in them.
He doesn't know what is in them, so there's no way for me to talk about the documents if he has said he doesn't know what's in them.
Jean-Pierre also said the president's lawyers did the right thing by immediately turning over classified materials found at an office formerly used by Biden. She said the White House is fully cooperating with the Department of Justice's review. Jean-Pierre released few details of the circumstances surrounding the matter and did not answer why the administration failed to publicly disclose the materials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
In the meantime, NBC News is reporting that another batch of classified documents have been found. Aides to President Biden found the new documents in an area that was separate from the office where the first round of documents was found last November. First the storms, then the insurance fight. That's what Californians may be facing when they go to make claims on the damage to their property caused by the heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides. The Insurance Information Institute says a standard home or condo plan doesn't cover damage caused by a flood. And the first piece of abortion-related legislation has been passed by the new Republican-controlled House of Representatives. The so-called Born Alive Bill would require health care providers to try and save the life of an infant in the rare case the baby is born alive during an attempted abortion. Health care providers who don't could face fines and jail time. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
English rock legend Jeff Beck is dead at the age of 78. His family confirmed the news in a statement today, saying he recently contracted bacterial meningitis and passed away peacefully on Tuesday. Republican leaders in Nassau County, New York, say they have no plans on working with their newly elected Congressman George Santos. Nassau County GOP Chair Joseph Cairo had this to say at a press conference this morning.
On behalf of the Nassau County Republican Committee, I am calling for his immediate resignation.
Cairo says Santos is not welcome at Republican headquarters, and they do not consider him one of their congresspeople. Santos says he will not step down. You're not going to find a lot of football being played at this year's Pro Bowl. Instead, NFL players will participate in schoolyard games. The two-day skills competition taking place in Las Vegas next month will feature eight games, including epic dodgeball, kick-tack-toe, and best catch. A flag football game will also take place. Pro Bowl festivities begin February 2nd and end on the 5th. The Girl Scouts are announcing a new cookie flavor. Raspberry Rally, they say, is similar to a Thin Mint, but with raspberry. It will only be available online to help Girl Scouts with their e-commerce skills. Cookie season runs through April. And Elon Musk is going into the record books as the world record holder for losing the most wealth ever. Forbes says the Tesla and Twitter owner lost an estimated $182 billion since November 2021. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, Vince Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!